All right, you're going to understand why our listener wants to remain anonymous here. Found a pros cons list.
We're going
to
call her Rachel.
It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
For the sake of having names, this is from Rachel.
Okay.
About the list she found from Ross.
All right, then.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please keep me anonymous. Okay, Rachel.
Okay, Rachel.
I don't want to bring you down, but I need some advice because I honestly don't know what to do next. I've been married for a little over a year. Like any marriage, hasn't been perfect. We've had arguments. We've had moments where we've had to learn how to communicate better.
Sure.
But through all of it, I never questioned whether my husband loved me. A few days ago.
Ooh.
I found something that completely threw me off. He had written a pros and cons list about me. At first,
okay,
I thought maybe it was some weird personal journal thing or something he was working through, but then I started reading it. The pros had things like good body and kind heart. Obviously, I'm glad he sees positive things about me, but seeing myself written down like I was being reviewed was just kind of weird.
Yeah, I get that.
Then I got to the cons. Some of them really hurt. He wrote things like, has bad breath.
Wow.
Her family.
Oh.
And wants kids.
As a con?
As a con.
Okay. Jeez.
I don't even know what to do with that. Right. Like, wanting kids as a con? That one really messed with me because we've talked about our future. Is he saying he doesn't want the same things I want? Is he questioning our life together? The bad breath is stupid. Still hurts seeing it written down. And the thing about my family, that one hit because they're a huge part of my life. I haven't confronted him yet. I haven't said anything because I'm still trying to process it. I don't want to come at him angry if maybe there's an explanation. But I also feel like I'm carrying around the secret that's eating at me.
Sure.
Was he trying to work through his feelings? Is this how he really sees me still? Like, we don't really know when he wrote
it. Oh, like when was it written?
Right.
Yeah.
Has anyone else ever found something like this from their spouse? And how did you move past it? I'm hurt, and I could really use some advice.
I mean, I think I could say with probably 100% certainty that my wife would have come to me immediately and said, hey, what's this?
What's that? Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Like,
she would have marched right in there immediately.
What's this?
Yes.
Now, had I found the same about her, I probably would have waited until we were in bed at night and been like, hey, so I found something that was interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would have been a little bit different approach, but we both would have approached each other all like that day.
I would have. This would destroy me, by the way. Just destroy me. Destroy me.
I mean, you'd have to just sit there and go, oh, good body. Okay. I just have to. Goodbye.
I probably would have left it on the kitchen table and left. Just
and where you know he's gonna see it.
Yep.
Like, wait, that's not where I left it.
Yep.
Or maybe, oh, I didn't think I left it there. But who writes it out?
like
why are you putting it on your voice? Like your notes.
Yeah, the notes app.
Yeah, notes app. Like, why are you writing it out?
I don't know. Maybe he's old school. Maybe he watched Friends. Because
okay.
We're calling him Ross.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, I can understand how she's reeling from this.
Yeah.
And what do you do with it? Like, now she's you can't forget reading those things.
No.
You can't, like, forget those are his thoughts.
Right.
About you. And then you're always going to question, okay, is he ever going to feel comfortable around her family? Because apparently they're on the cons list.
Okay.
And then if you... Okay, are we ready to start a family? And just like, yeah.
Sorry, that was an ex-girlfriend before you.
Oh. Unless it's got her name on it.
Don't know if
it does or not.
Luke texts in and says, bad breath is diabolical. Yeah, that is wild.
Written down.
That is wild. All right. 502-795-1997. Have you ever experienced anything like this? Like discovering maybe not a pros cons list, but like stuff written about you from your person.
Yeah. I mean, Shaq is suggesting, yes, you got to confront him in marriage counseling because you're going to have to figure out how to process all that and then like move past it in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he like says all the right things somehow to make you feel better that this is no longer how he feels or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be hard to erase it. You can't erase it from your brain, but you're going to have to figure out how to move past it.
All right. We will take some of your stories and comments coming up. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. We're going to call her Rachel, our listener for group therapy. She found a pros cons list. We don't know how old this list is.
Right.
But it's fresh in her mind because on the pros, it's about her. It's from her husband of a year.
Yeah.
Pros are, hey, good body and kind heart.
That's great.
Cons, bad breath, family, and once kids.
Wow. Those are huge. Ashley says, I'd make a list about him and put it in a sock drawer to find and staple the list about her to it.
Oh.
That is what, because I said that I would probably just leave it on the kitchen table, leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hell no. Just, You know, I found that.
My wife would have probably come to me immediately. I would have probably said something to her when we were, you know, in bed at night, you know, but it would have been that day.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Brittany says, 100%, Kelly, so gross. If the cons are that you don't like my family and you don't want to reproduce with me, then why in the world are we even here?
Mm.
Then I would eat a bunch of onions and garlic and tell him to go... blank off.
Yeah, okay. Sarah.
I also found a pros and cons list about myself.
You did?
I did, but it was between me and another woman.
Wow.
Oh!
And it included things like pros my family had money, and pros for her that she had a perfect body.
Oh my gosh, that's diabolical.
It was terrible.
So anyways, so, we've been married for 5 years.
I was going to say, did you immediately break up with him, or how did that play out?
Unfortunately, no. I did tell them right away that I had seen the list.
Yes. What was the reaction?
I apologize because I was like, I know that you didn't mean for me to see this, but it was really hard. And even though that relationship obviously ended, you know, that list, like, it'll stick with you. It's still lives with me today.
So you tried to move past it a little bit, but eventually just didn't work out?
Yes. Obviously, it did not work out with that person.
Yeah.
Wow.
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 Can I ask, did that person wind up with the other person?
They sure did.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Would you look at that? How the turntables.
Would you look at that? Exactly.
Well, you know what? I think I'm sure in hindsight now you're looking at that as a hidden blessing.
Yes, absolutely. I'm happily married now.
Love that. Well, hey, thank you for your insight. So obviously she needs to say something to him.
Well, and yes, and I feel like if we're breaking this down to the simplest terms, a person shouldn't need to write down a list to figure out if you're the right person for them or not.
After they're married.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have happened before they were married.
Well, we don't know when it was written. Right. It could have been written before they were married, and so then maybe he's figured all that out, and he decided she's the one anyway, and they got married, and now she's found it.
That's glass half full. Yes. All right.
Sarah, thank you so much.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you. Appreciate you relaying your experience with this.
Yeah, and I'm glad it worked out the way it was supposed to for you.
Me too. Thank you.
And thanks, Sarah.
Got another text. I would leave it on the counter too, but also make my own pros and cons list and add Mike's pros and cons list about wife under the cons.
Okay, so a couple unknowns. We don't know the timeline on this pros cons list, but even if it was before they were married, why do you still have it around?
Yes.
Why do you still have
it
around?
Why didn't you burn it?
Like, once you figured it out, crumple it up, throw it away.
Yes. Burn it.
All right. You're going to have to follow up with us because you're definitely going to have to get some information on this.
We're confronting him, and then we're probably getting counseling if he comes up with something that keeps you in it.
I'm Rachel. We're calling you Rachel. I'm checking back in with you Sunday night. and we're going to try to follow up Monday.
The deadlines you put on these people's lives.
We need this action to happen.
Okay.
Not for us. I mean, for us, but not for us, for them.
Okay. Yeah, you can't let this just stew.
Right.
You can't marinate in this too long without asking him about it.
All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number.
This makes my tummy hurt.
Yep.
I got to pit my stomach over. I hate confrontation.
We hope this works out. We'll follow up Monday.
Yes.
We're pulling for you. This is Group Therapy.